Welcome to the Closing Mark Report. It's April the 7th, 2008. I'm Todd Gleason. In a few moments, we'll talk about the commodity markets with Kurt Kimmel. He's the senior grains analyst at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. And later in the half hour, we'll discuss the cash grain market with the folks at the Andersons right here in Champaign County. Dave Dickey will be along in about 15 minutes to take a complete look at today's agricultural news. And after that, I'll take you through the latest FEFO from the U of I Farm Doc team. It is no secret at this point that the ag economists from Illinois believe farmers in the state should plant a lot of corn. I'll have the facts and figures and a way for you to access that FEFO. That stands for Farm Economics, Facts and Opinions. Hey, and then just about 25 minutes from now, the folks at Chesapeake Energy will join us to discuss the global agricultural weather forecast. And along the way, I'll ask you to donate, to pledge your financial support to the Closing Market Report. You can do that in two ways, 24/7. The first is to dial 217-244-9455. The second, visit willpledge.org. Don't hesitate. Do one of those two things right now. The Closing Market Report is a production of WILL Public Radio from the University of Illinois.
The Closing Market Report is made possible in part by a grant from Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois, a full-service commodities firm with two toll-free lines. In Illinois, 800-252-2013. In Indiana, 800-637-3123. Or email to cooley at admworld.com.
In Chicago, on this Monday afternoon, futures finished the day like this. The nearby May contract at 921.25, down 53 cents in the wheat pit. July soft red at 934.5, down 57. May corn futures $5.98 lower. July at 603.25, down 8. And September at 605.5, 6.5 cents lower. December corn futures 603.5, down 5.25. Next year's December, that's 2009, at $5.58, down 3.75. May soybeans at $12.55, 22 cents lower. July at 1272.5, down 21.5. And the August futures at 1267, down 20. November soybeans, $12.15, down 8.75. May bean meal futures for the afternoon, $330. They're down $3.50 a ton. July futures at $333.10, down $3.60. May bean oil at $55.97, down 64. July futures at $56.71. They're down 54 cents a hundredweight. April live cattle futures, speaking of a hundredweight, $87.87.5, down 2.5 cents. June futures at $89.50, 30 cents higher. April feeders at $99, up 40. The May at $101.92.5, up 82.5. And the April lean hogs at $58.90, 37.5 cents higher. You're listening to the Closing Market Report. Time now to dial a phone number. Dave Dickey is in studio with us. He's the director of agricultural programming here at the WILL radio stations. We're in the middle of I guess the fourth day, really, of our fun drive, but the third for the agricultural listeners, if you throw Sunday out, because we don't do the markets on Sunday, though we do them on Saturday, Dave, and we sure would like them to get in and dial this number now, 217-244-9455, and pledge their financial support to this radio station. The number again, 217-244-9455.
Every dollar makes a difference to AM 580, Todd, and every gift matters. Individual donations from hundreds of listeners like you make up the largest share of our income. And to encourage you to pledge this afternoon, to pledge right now, AgriGold, Bates Commodities, Rich Roach Ag Marketing, and Risk Management Commodities have a challenge underway. If we hear from 50 callers during this pledge drive, they'll contribute $1,000 to our pledge total. We need to hear from 21 phone callers to make that challenge. And if we receive those 21 calls this afternoon, Todd, I will throw $100 in from my own back pocket as well. 217-244-9455 is the number to call. Also, as another incentive, if you're are a new pledger to AM 580, AgriGold Hybrids will also contribute $5 to the pledge total. That adds up real quickly. We get 200 of those. That's another $1,000. But the key is to go to the phone right now. 217-244-9455, the number to call, or toll free, 866-779-9455.
Todd Gleason services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report. Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, where he's the senior grains analyst, is on the line from Normal, Illinois this afternoon with us. Hi, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Let's take a look at this marketplace. We had a little down day in Chicago, didn't we?
Yeah, we saw higher markets overnight. The weather forecast has got the trade stirred up. We're going to see this change every 6 hours, so it's going to be a sort of a dynamic marketplace. But with the higher trade and lower close, it was a hook reversal to the downside. Beans in the November did reach fairly close to their upside objective. A lot of them were talking 1249, 1250 in November. It got up to 46 and a quarter in electronic trades, lower close. And we might do some backing and filling. Cycle counts still point higher, so we should have a little correction here. They're regrouping. Try her one more time. But the weather's the key in here as we move down the road, because now we've got some acres to work with. If you look at the soybean supply-demand balance sheet, if you put a yield of about 41 bushels on it and keep demand close to 3 billion bushels, next year's carryout could be about 223 million bushels. However, though, if you subtract 3 bushels to the acre, carryout would be a negative 13 million bushels. Or if you add 3 bushels to the acre, up to 44 bushels to the acre, carryout could swell up to 430 million bushels. So weather is going to be a real sensitive issue as you try to put some type of yield on it. Same thing on corn. If you use last year's yield of 151 with the current estimate on corn acreage, we could have carryout around 700 million bushels. You subtract 10 bushels the acre, we could be a negative 168. But if you take corn yield up to 160 bushels the acre, we could have about 1.4 billion bushel carryout. So that's the sensitive part of the market, and the market's going to be paying close attention to the weather forecast and crop conditions as we go through the growing season.
And what are the meteorologists you're talking to saying about the next couple of weeks?
Well, it's tough to go out next couple weeks, but near term in here, we're going to see a good rain event as we go through this week, especially towards the tail end of the week, possible snow flurries on Saturday. But next week's forecast is a little drier. The models were mixed as we went through the day here, with the American a little wetter and the European a little drier, and those are going to flip-flop back and forth. But for the most part, we're due to sort of come out of this cooler and wetter trend here. We'll see how the forecast develops here, but the main thing is to probably follow somebody and stick with them here, because each one's going to be a little bit different.
Are you of the opinion that if producers can, that they should switch acres to corn in the state of Illinois or other places across the Midwest?
Right at the moment here, visiting with a lot of producers, it seems corn has $150 to $200 acre advantage. We've seen some isolated areas, guys going back to corn with this break in the beans. Beans broke, you know, $4 off the highs there, so it sort of signaled to them to maybe try to line up some inputs for corn. We'll see how the weather cooperates, but, you know, if we dry out and mainly warm up in through here, we'll probably see this corn acreage grow a little bit.
And how much pressure will that put on the market, do you think?
Well,
if any.
Well, you talk a million acres and you put a yield of 150 bushels on it, that's 150 million bushels. So, you know, we'd have to see 2-3 million acre switch here, according to what the USDA says, to make a major influence. But the bottom line is, we still got some real tight stock situation until we get the corn crop in the ground and the trade becomes comfortable with the growing conditions. This market's going to be real sensitive and hold some support on these price breaks.
Anything else to add before I let you go for the day?
Well, we're going to have a maybe our first acreage estimate here this afternoon. USDA's cranking up on these weekly reports. Corn plantings expect to be about 1 to 2% versus 3% average. Then on Wednesday, we're going to see the monthly report, too. And wheat ending stocks are expected to be up about 20 million bushels. Bean ending stocks up about 20 million bushels. And corn ending stocks down about 120 to 130 million bushels from the March report there, Todd.
All right. Thanks much. We appreciate it.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel is the senior grains analyst at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Joins us here on the Closing Mark Report. That one happens each and every Monday afternoon.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Lernard Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. Lernard Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
We'll have you dialed that number yet, 217-244-9455. Let me repeat it. It's 217-244-9455. That's the number to dial with your pledge of financial support for this radio station, actually for this program at the Closing Mark Report. A couple of things speaking of the program. Tomorrow, it is quite likely on WILL AM 580, the public radio station in Urbana, will be carrying General Petraeus from Washington, D.C., so the program will be preempted on the air. Given that, about half the listenership to this program, more than half of it, in fact, is on the web, and you can listen to it there at WILLAG.org. Or if you're in the Clinton area, and it's a fairly large area, that you can tune to 1520 a.m. at WHOW, same time as this, right now, and pick up the Closing Market Report. It's part of the work that we've been doing to make sure you can hear the CMR anytime you'd like. Dave Dickey's here now with today's Ag News.
In agricultural news, there was no reported progress on the farm bill over the weekend, and lawmakers now have just 10 working days before a second extension to the 2002 farm bill expires. The legislation, already 6 months overdue, has most recently been held up by divisions in nutrition programs. Agriculture committee leaders agreed on a $9.5 billion increase for nutrition programs. The House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Charles Rangel continues to say that's not enough, pointing to food prices rising faster than the inflation rate. Ethanol industry analysts say U.S. ethanol production during the first 3 months of 2008 were nearly 37% higher than for the same period in 2007. Average daily production of ethanol in the first quarter was about 21.4 million gallons. The Japanese government says it will study whether cloned animals are safe for human consumption. Japan's Food Safety Commission will also examine whether dairy products from cloned animals are safe to eat. A study from Australia's Productivity Commission may be good news for U.S. pork producers. The Productivity Commission says there is no link between U.S. pork imports and the country's ailing pork industry. The commission recommended that Australia place no restrictions on U.S. pork imports. National Pork Producers Council International Trade Council Nick Giordano says the Australian market is significant.
Just a few years ago, before the U.S.-Australia Free Trade Agreement, we weren't shipping anything to Australia. Last year, we shipped $85 million worth of pork there, and the fact that producers in Australia brought a safeguard case against us trying to keep us out of the market really is exhibit A of our success in that market. It's a great market, and it's going to be a better market in the future.
The study is under review, but a final decision could come this week. Wednesday's USDA reports will focus on ending stocks estimates and production estimates in foreign nations. World Agriculture Outlook Board Chairman Jerry Bangi.
We'll be looking again, of course, at the corn crop in South Africa. We'll be looking at soybeans in Brazil, which are probably about half harvested now. Looking at the soybean crop in Argentina, which may be a little bit less than half harvested. And we'll be looking at the summer crops in Australia.
Bangi says there could be an adjustment to current price forecasts. as the Prospective Plannings Report, released March 31st, has had an impact on cash and future prices for 2007 crops. And that's a look at today's agricultural news.
Thanks, Dave. Dave Dickey is Director of Agricultural Programming at WILL Public Radio for the Farming World. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason, the host of the Closing Market Report and Commodity Week, urging you to pick up the phone right now, 24/7. It doesn't matter what time of day it is when you're listening to the program, whether you're live or online. You can dial this number, 217-244-9455. That's 217-BIG-WILL. To pledge your financial support to this public radio station and to the Closing Market Report. Or you can do it online. Just hit willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org. It's quick, it's simple, it's easy, and frankly, it's the right thing to do. Dave Dickey and I always ask for a $100 bill. This time around, we're in a bit more need, and we're hopeful that you can double your contribution that you've made already. Please do that if you can. If you haven't ever contributed, how about signing up at the $200 level? But whatever you can give will work. Just do it now. It's 217-244-9455. That's 217-BIG-WILL or willpledge.org. Now up next, you know, there's a new Farm Economics and Facts and Opinion paper out from the Illinois Farm Doc team. I'll take you through the historic and projected corn versus soybean returns for the state of Illinois. The FEFO, Farm Economics Facts and Opinions release, can be summarized pretty easily. It says Illinois farmers should plant more corn this year.
That's pretty much it. Obviously, we've seen the planting intention report and corn being down, and that caused a market reaction. But even before then, we've been doing budgeting on corn versus soybeans for 2008. And what we find is that corn is projected to be much more profitable than soybeans over all areas of Illinois for 2008.
That's Gary Schnitke. He's one of the co-authors of the paper. You can read it online at www.farmdoc.uiuc.edu.
We've looked at corn returns and soybean returns, and what we basically found was that in the southern part of Illinois, corn is projected to be more profitable than soybeans by $190 an acre, and you go into central Illinois for high productivity farmland and you're finding differences close to $300 an acre. That's based on updated cost and basically a $400 non-line cost per acre for corn, something less than that for soybeans. And prices right now, we used $5.30 for corn and $10.30 for soybeans.
The price ratio there is much more important than the actual price. It's about 2 bushels of corn for every bushel of soybeans. Usually that ratio is more like 2.5 to 1. And because it takes fewer bushels of corn to replace a bushel of soybeans and to make the same profit, it is then more profitable to plant corn.
That's right, and that has caused corn to be more projected to be more profitable than soybeans. To give you a little feel for how big those differences are, FBFM recently released their cost estimates or return estimates for 2007. In 2006 and 2007, roughly corn has been more profitable than soybeans by $90 an acre. So we're looking at double and triple those margins compared to recent years, given current bid prices for corn.
And soybeans. So the corn planters in Illinois should keep rolling once they get started. Another note here, this one on crop insurance. If a farmer took federal crop insurance on corn and soybeans, all acres of each are covered no matter how they're split. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
The Closing Market Report is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Have you ever heard the expression, many hands make light work? While it wasn't coined with AM 580 agriculture in mind, it certainly applies right now. We have a challenge underway from Bates Commodities, AgriGold Hybrids, Roche Ag Marketing and Risk Management Commodities. If we hear from 50 agricultural supporters in the time that we have to pledge during this spring drive, they'll donate an additional $1,000 to agricultural funding and agricultural support. We need 20 more calls at 217-244-9455 right now to make that challenge. And Todd, I'm feeling a little anxious, so I'm going to up my back pocket giving from $100 bonus to $250 bonus if we hear from those 20 calls today during the closing market report. 217-244-9455. Let's get those phones going. We take American Express, Visa, MasterCard, and Discover card. Toll free 866-779-9455.
All right, so that's 10 minutes. It's 2:26 Central Time. If you're online, this doesn't count. But if you're listening to us on the radio station, WILL or WHOW, you have now just about 9 minutes and 20 seconds to get into Dave Dickey's back pocket for an extra $250 to the radio station. Make them ring, 217-244-9455. 9 minutes now to make that happen. On the line with us, speaking of making things happen, is Greg Johnson of the Andersons right here in Champaign County. Hi, Greg.
Hello, Todd.
Have things been happening there in the way of sales today, or purchases, I guess, from your end?
Yeah, we bought a fair amount of corn. We've had a nice rally the last 2 weeks, 50 cents in corn 2 weeks ago and 40 cents last week. So I think farmers are rewarding the market, and hearing some stories, farmers turning in some seed beans and exchanging them for corn. And that's what the market needs to do. We need to buy another 2 or 3 million acres, USDA tells us. And so now we'll see whether we can do that or not. And then even if farmers intend to plant corn, then we'll have to watch the weather and see if Mother Nature will allow us to plant those extra 2 or 3 million acres.
How far do your new crop bids go out, and how far in general do others go out, do you think?
Well, we're buying fall of 08. We'll go through December of 08. We're not buying anything from January 09 forward yet until we see how high is up. If we get off to a good spring, feel relatively confident that maybe these prices won't go dramatically higher, and we can afford to maintain the hedges for what we've already got bought, then we could probably add to our length. But until we see how the spring planting progress goes, I think we'll just limit ourselves to between now and the end of the year.
Farmers relatively nervous here yet, or they're just not in the ground usually at this time, although it's awfully wet.
It is, and it depends who you talk to. I'd say if you're in that band from Arkansas, Missouri, Southern Illinois, Indiana, if you're in that band, you're probably extremely nervous because it's going to take 10 days to 2 weeks with no more rain just to dry out, and they've got two chances of rain in the forecast this week for them. So, if you're farther north and west, northern Illinois, Iowa, it doesn't seem quite as wet. So hopefully we can be in the field maybe in 10 days to 2 weeks. But, again, that just depends on how much rain we get between now and then.
I saw the train setting on the tracks outside the elevator last night. You're loading out?
Yes. Continue to load out lots of corn, not as much beans. We will load out some wheat here in the next couple of weeks, and all that helps because when we load out cash grain, we get to take futures and offset some of that margin money that we've sent to Chicago over the last 9 months.
Margin money in Chicago. That's what it's all about these days. What are your bids, speaking of prices?
Cash corn tonight is $5.70. New crop corn this fall, $5.63. Cash beans are $12.10, new crop $11.25, and new crop wheat $7.94.
Thanks much, Greg.
Thank you, Todd.
Greg Johnson is with the Andersons right here in Champaign County. Somebody from that elevator joins us each and every Monday afternoon, and we'd like to have you join us right now. Call in with your pledge of financial support to this closing market report in the Ag Programming at 217-244-9455. Your director of Ag Programming at WILL will put an extra $250 in if we can manage to put 20 more calls in the next 7 minutes. I'm Todd Gleason. This is the Closing Market Report.
With this look at AM 580 News, I'm Tom Rogers. The coordinators of the annual Decatur celebration say they may have to rethink the festival's existence after this summer, but they say small donations have begun to trickle in days after the producers said their revenues weren't keeping up with rising costs, and the celebration is running an $80,000 deficit. Producer Fred Puglia says the celebration has had to run deficits for several years. He hopes to approach bigger donors about supporting the event after the 2008 Decatur celebration, which is still on schedule for August. Governor Rob Blagojevich has signed into law a measure that's designed to be a step toward getting rid of the Electoral College and ensuring America's president is always chosen by the nation's popular vote. Illinois joins at least two other states in endorsing that idea, but dozens more would have to join in before the change would take effect. In reaffirming his support for a recall amendment in Illinois, Lieutenant Governor Patrick Quinn conceded that Governor Rod Blagojevich would almost certainly be the target of a recall attempt if the amendment passes. But Quinn stopped short of saying whether Blagojevich should be recalled. Census enumerators are preparing to fan out over some of the fastest-growing parts of Urbana. The city requested a special census to get an updated population figure. City officials say it could bring in at least another $300,000 a year in state revenue if the expectations that Urbana gained about 2,400 new residents since 2000 are true. The door-to-door count will take about 2 to 6 weeks. For chronically ill patients in their last 2 years of life, Medicare spends an average of more than $59,000 in New Jersey, but only $32,000 in North Dakota. A new report says the difference is primarily a result of patients getting more hospital care, but not necessarily better care. Researchers at Dartmouth Medical School say vast differences in spending patterns nationally points to why policymakers need to focus on volume when it comes to restraining costs. In Illinois, an average of $48,000 was spent per patient. Indiana's was nearly $41,000. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
I'm Todd Gleason. You're listening to the Closing Market Report. Online with us this afternoon is Mark Russo. He's at Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois. Hi, Mark.
Hello there, Todd.
Congratulations. Great weekend you brought to us over the weekend. I'll give you that credit. How about that?
Oh, well, thank you very much.
I get to smack
you.
We'll
only give you 2 or 3 days of it, though.
Oh, that's when I get smacky again, isn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not going to last very long here in the Midwest, as we do see a more active pattern. Well, let's face it, we've been pretty active here over the past few weeks, but another round of frequent showers and thunderstorms as two separate systems here across the Midwest, in particular Illinois, over the next 3 to 4 days. And bottom line, looks very stormy, and temperatures, again, turning quite cooler, with readings dropping to below normal levels here starting midweek, and that'll continue actually through the upcoming weekend.
And then if you look to other parts of the world, what do you see?
Well, down across South America, we continue to harvest our corn and soybeans without any issues, and that looks to continue through the middle portion of the month. We do see temperatures actually turning quite cold across Argentina about a week from now, but for any double crop soybeans across that area, they'll likely probably be mature at that time, so that shouldn't be of any kind of issue at this stage of the game. China continues to be in really good shape as corn planting starts out there and their winter wheat continues to develop, which is actually kind of unusual. Usually at this time of year, there's always at least some issues, whether it's dryness or wetness across areas of China. It seemed like every year they talk about dryness being an issue, but it is typically the tail end of their dry season anyway. But actually, they've been getting rain over the past few weeks, providing a good soil moisture base as we start summer crop planting.
And thank you much. Anything else that we ought to know about the new about the weather before I let you go for the day?
Well, just as a quick update here in the Plains hard red winter wheat belt, the storm systems affecting the Midwest will also be bringing much needed rainfall to much of the southern plains later on this week as well.
Mark, we appreciate you taking the time today.
Okay, Todd. My pleasure.
Right. Mark Russo is with Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois. Somebody from his office joins us here on the Closing Market Report. That happens each and every Monday afternoon. Have you dialed this number yet? 217-244-9455. That's 217-BIG-WILL. If you're listening online, you can do a pledge at willpledge.org. Make sure that you hit AM on the first page of that. There's a little button on that. And then you'll have to scroll all the way down to the bottom and hit in the comments section. Just write the word AG for ag. That way we'll know it's an ag pledge, won't we? Dave Dickey, Director of Ag Programming.
Indeed we will, Todd. And remember, we are member supported here at AM 580. It means that we rely on listeners like you to contribute the funds we need to pay the bills to support agricultural programming throughout the year. The number to call is 217 844-944-9455. Challenge underway from Bates Commodities, AgriGold Hybrids, Roach Ag Marketing, and Risk Management Commodities. $1,000 sitting on the table for the next 18 phone calls. And I will tell you what, I will extend my little personal challenge to 3 o'clock. If we can clear this 18 phone call challenge by 3 o'clock, I'll put $250 in out of my own back pocket. 217-244-9455, the number to call, or toll free, 866-779-9455.
We'll call that sold in the end of the closing market report for this afternoon. Thanks to our listeners in the WILL area, the WHOW area, and online. I'm Todd Gleason.